Okay. There is an amazing Meshechachma in this big parasha, and it's one that is incredibly important. There are many, many Baalei Machshava that point out that there is something unique about Jews, especially in comparison to non-Jews. There's some inner point, there is something in the Jewish soul that is different and distinct. You'll find that in the writings of Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Maharal. You'll find that in the writings of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner and the Baal Tanya and many, many Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah. You'll find similar ideas about this being this inner point of a Jew that separates a Jew and makes him somewhat unique. The Meshech Chachma in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, points out that the source of this, or at least part of the source of this, of what really radically transformed the Jewish people, was the Akedah. Many Rishonim are bothered with the question of why the Akedah was necessary. Others look at a bit of a different quest, which is trying to analyze and assess the precise impact of the Akedah. Meshech Chachma writes that when Yitzchak was Mosher Nafso, that when Yitzchak decided to give his life, he essentially changed Hukva Leteva Kayim B'uma Yisraelis, Lehimashik Achari Ratzon Hashkacha Me'omek HaLev. Says the Meshech Chachma that when Yitzchak agreed to be Mosher Nefesh, he essentially transformed the spiritual DNA of the Jewish people. Essentially transformed the spiritual DNA of the Jewish people. That relates to an idea in the Ramban Al Torah of Maisa Avos Simen Levanim that the Ramban points out in a bunch of contexts, this some others point out, that the Ramban points out in a bunch of contexts that which the Avos did determined and in many ways profoundly impacted all that would happen to us. What the Avos did is not just something that we learn from. What the Avos ended up doing is something which really transformed their descendants. And the Meshech Chachma points out that here is where everything really changes. Not all Baalei Machshava mean the exact same thing when they speak about this uniqueness of the Jewish soul or this particular area where Jews are somehow a little bit different. And we'll see hopefully at the end that Lav Dafki, even all Baalei Machshava agree there is something like this. For the Meshech Chachma, it impacts one primary area, and then we'll highlight two additional areas in which Baalei Machshava take it. Meshech Chachma understands that it really impacts the deep desire of every Jew to get close to Ribono Shel Olam. So as an example, the Meshech Chachma points out a well-known Rambam. We'll see, you can read it differently later. The Rambam writes that why do Chazal understand at times we have halacha of kof and oso, atcha yomer rotza ani? The Rambam Hilchos Gerush in Perek Beis halacha chaf. And when you're forcing a guy to give a get, you force him until he says, I agree. And the obvious question is, I don't understand. The only reason why he agreed is because I was hitting the guy. That's why he agreed to do so. Says the Rambam, no. Because deep down, every Jew really wants to do Ratzon Hashem. He just, something else was impinging, something else was stopping his ability to do it. But essentially, when he says Rotz Ani, that is his true inner desire. The Meshech Chachma understands that it is this time period in Jewish history that made that halacha true. That pre the Akedah, this would not have been the case. It's the Akedah which makes it that each Jew, deep down, really wants to connect and wants to perform mitzvos in a way that allows him to succeed. The second area of Meshech Chachma within Ratzon, within desire, he says that's also pshat in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, end of the first parak. The Gemara tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitztaref machshava lemaisa. When it comes to Jews, anytime you want to do a mitzvah and you're not able to, Hashem counts it as a mitzvah. But if you want to do an avera and you're not able to, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count it. Why is the machshava of a mitzvah perceived as being so much more powerful? Says the Meshech Chachma, because we all have a deep, real desire to perform mitzvot. So a machshava to do mitzvah, that's very, very real, says the Meshech Chachma. That's a powerful, powerful feeling, and one that registers to the extent where the Ribono Shel Olam is going to reward us. However, a machshava to do an avera, that is fleeting, that is significant, that's insignificant. That does not register enough. According to Meshech Chachma, just point out what we've seen so far, Parshas Vayera, when it comes to the Akedah that transforms the DNA, the spiritual DNA of the Jewish people, for the Meshech Chachma, primarily, at least in this case, it impacts that unique koach of a Jew, impacts his desire. Number one, that's pshat in the Rambam, kofano so'atiyom rotsani. The Maharal points out that's also pshat in Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, with karbanos also. You can be forced to bring a karban until you agree. Because deep down inside, it's really what your true desire is. And that's why even our machshavas, even if I can't do the mice, our machshavas themselves are going to be very significant. Two other areas where it happens to impact. One is the area of potential. Rabbi Halevi writes in the Kuzari, and again, he means something a little bit different than Meshech Chachma, but they're all speaking about this inner koach, this inner feeling of a Jew. Rabbi Halevi writes that this is something which allows a Jew to achieve a point of spiritual potential that others can't. Says Rabbi Halevi, only Jews can be Nevi'im, only Jews can be prophets. You've questioned as to how you understand Bilam, that's a Kuzari question, but Jews have the unique capacity to be prophets because we are built, our spiritual DNA, our neshama, is something which is different and somewhat unique. The Sfas Emes even says it in a bit of a more powerful way. Sfas Emes says our primary avoda in this world, that which we have within us, is our potential. That koach symbolizes, represents all of our potential, and our primary job, says Sfas Emes, is to bring out that potential. Our primary job in this world is to bring out, to actualize that inner spiritual capacity and potential, which is latent, which is found within every single Jew. So one, Meshech Chachma, impacts the kind of rutzon and desire we're supposed to have. The second idea, it impacts the kind of potential that we are able to find within us. A third area where you find this idea, the spiritual DNA of the Jews, being a bit of a unique area, is that of the impact of faith. The Shemi Shmuel writes, based on Tikkuni Zohar, there is a place within the Jew referred to as a besula of virgin. It's a place within a Jew that no matter how much we sin and no matter what we do, it can never be spiritually contaminated. There's a point within a Jew which is untouchable. And therefore, however much we mess up, it's always external. Deep down inside, a person is always really very holy. I believe that's how in Chabad Hasidus they explain a fascinating phenomenon, which is that you can have a person who was not at all religious, they get turned on, and you find incredible growth very, very quickly. We're not speaking right now about the unhealthy kind of growth, but an authentic and real growth that can happen very quickly. How can that happen? So in Chabad Hasidus, where a lot of this is spoken about often, the pintalayir, the insight, so one of the explanations, I believe the Mittler Rebbe was, because every Jew deep down really is holy already. A certain kind of real elevated growth couldn't happen if you were starting from scratch. But because you are, as some refer to it, as a diamond in the rough, there's some things around that need to be cleaned off. But deep down inside, a Jew is holy. So all he has to do is wipe away some things and have that true holiness, be able to be something which is able to emerge. At Khan, we have pretty much worked under the assumption that Jews are unique in their spiritual DNA, and that may manifest itself in three different areas. One is our desire to mekayim mitzvos. Second is our unique spiritual potential. We are endowed with the capacity to do much more. And number three, the impact of faith. Our potential, how great we can reach, and also how low we can fall. We really can't fall too low because there's something unique and special which is always there within us. The Rambam himself, though, if you do look in the Rambam, and Professor Menachem Kellner has pointed this out a bunch of times, the Rambam himself does not seem to buy any of this. The Rambam himself, and this is why it's a very popular view, especially amongst those that are a bit uncomfortable with the notion of Jews having a different soul or more spiritual or more unique than non-Jews, if you're uncomfortable with that, the Rambam does not seem to embrace that much of a difference at all as far as the soul of Jews and the soul of non-Jews. The Rambam appears to maintain that both Jews and non-Jews have a capacity to think about the divine, to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rambam often uses the phrase, Kol Ba'ei Olam, all of those in this world are really gifted in a very unique way. The irony is that the source most often pointed out that Jews are deep down inside, always want to perform Ratzon Hashem, is the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. If you look in that Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin and you read it very, very closely, and this is not my ha'ara, it's the ha'ara of many, you will find that the Rambam himself never actually says that every single Jew wants to be Mekayim Mitzvos all the time. What the Rambam does seem to write is that a person who is ostensibly frum, a person who is a dedicated person, and in this one particular case, seems to be struggling a bit, may achar sheh, since in general he wants to be Mekayim everything, that's probably the pshat here also. The Rambam is not saying that every single Jew as far as Mekayim Mitzvos, but nevertheless, that Rambam is pointed to for many as an actual source for the general idea that Jews are somewhat unique. So really, in truth, Bali Machshava, there are two main camps. The main camp of the Rambam is a camp in which Jews and non-Jews, not necessarily that spiritually different at all. the potential of a non-Jew is there also. We make Torah and mitzvot may position us much better, even for the Rambam, to be able to achieve that potential. But as far as our inner soul, not that much of a real difference. Others understand that no. Jews and non-Jews, the spiritual DNA is very different, and the powerful source is what takes place in this week's parsha. The Akedah of Avram and Yitzchak transforms us. The Meshech Chachma adds one additional piece. And I think this is important if you read them closely. In Sifrei Chassidus, you have this also. The Akedah also gave us the capacity to be Moser Nefesh. The Akedah also gave us the capacity, at times, of self-sacrifice, to do things which are very, very challenging, to do things which are very, very hard. Where do we get that from? So when we have that capacity, that also comes a bit from the Akedah. That also comes from the wonderful, amazingly inspiring Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham and Yitzchak. And that's something which really did have the ability to transform us. And for us, as far as our own avoda, to embrace the fact that we are gifted with a unique capacity to tap into something which is special, an inner desire. There's always Kedusha within us, and we have the capacity to maximize that potential. The Rambam as well, we all have a certain capacity, all people have a certain capacity to achieve that. May we all be Zocha to do so.